This is Isaac from DoorCountyDailyNews.com and the New Radio Sports Network. I'm joined today by LC cross country coach Katie Wagey. Last night, Grant, I didn't know you were going to meet with Grant. He told me about it today, but last night you mentioned how great it felt to be able to compete or complete the regular season. Can you kind of expand on all the measures you and the team had to take throughout practices leading up to the season and throughout the season to make sure the regular season would be completed?
Sure. So our conference, the Northeastern Conference, did a really good job of laying out specific measures for us to compete, and we wanted as a team to make sure that we weren't just following those measures when we were competing, but throughout practices as well. So these were things like wearing masks during warm-ups. Our team would wear them during, would wear masks during our stretching. We meet in a big room, and so all of that was all masked time. We would go outside, do our warm-ups. That was all masked time as well. The students would take down their masks right when they were starting to run or outside during their run. Some of the kids actually did get used to running with their masks up, just a couple. But most kids, as you can imagine, it's pretty uncomfortable running with them. So most kids would take them down as they were doing their practice run. At meets, we were definitely down to 2 spectators per runner. Masks even while walking the course, same thing while doing warm-up. Mm-hmm. And about the 2 minute before, they could take their masks down. Trying to think other measures. What we've kind of labeled as catchers, at the end of the race, by the finish line, we would have a couple parents who were masked and gloved, just in case we were having runners with any issues, and they would be the people who would grab them and take care of them. Just distancing for parents and spectators as well. They were not allowed by our team area before or after the races. And even during the races, or not during the races, but right after, typically a lot of parents would come up by the team at the finish line and stuff like that, and they were not allowed to do that. So even this week at practice, some of the measures we took, or the last 2 weeks, we separated our genders. Typically, we do everything together for practice.
Okay.
But we separated the genders and tried to get them to do the same workouts, but at different times and different places. So those are just some of the measures. Oh, actually, for us, we have it really nice. Our new practice area has individual cubbies for all the kids, and they're pretty good size. So all the kids get in their own rollers. And workout bands as well. So we had enough for a whole team and ordered some extra. So the kids had their own rollers, so we didn't have to sanitize those every night or anything like that. And we definitely were sanitizing our spaces a lot more than what we had in the past. So those are some of the measures.
Well, it sounds like you're really on your P's and Q's over there, huh?
I'm telling you, they have it very much laid out. Sometimes it's a struggle to get all the kids on board. But the coaches, I thought my assistant coaches were really good about it too, like making sure that we were trying to be on the same page. Everybody has to mask up. And especially once school started as well, making sure that, hey, there's a lot more germs around us now and we a lot more people. And so we need to really make sure that that we are following the rules and staying healthy. So,
yeah, there's really no measure that is over the top at this point. I mean, it's really a new era we're kind of in, you know?
Oh, I know. It is so different. And even coming up into our conference meet and the subsectionals and sectionals, you know, they're taking it even, you know, more so with the parents and the teams, you know, not having the teams interact really. And the wave starts, you know, we're something different to deal with COVID measures and trying to distance the kids while they're running and not having as many kids running at one time. So yeah, it's definitely different.
So last night you also mentioned how you feel like your team is kind of gaining momentum at the right time. Can you explain the type of work and focus it takes to really improve as a runner, like as the season goes on, especially this year with all like requirements and like running with your mask on? I guess some runners like it. I don't know if I would, but
I've tried it. I usually can make it about half a mile. Depends how fast we're going, but it's not easy. That's for sure. you know, for our students, especially those kids who are our top performers, they really are very focused and in tune with their bodies and know what they're doing. So we've been lucky. Our athletes have been really paying attention to, you know, aches and pains or any of those kinds of things, but making sure that they are pushing themselves during practices, not just doing, you know, if we're doing, you know, sprints or strides or, you know, just speed work, asking to do extra, you know. So I think that those are just kind of qualities that, you know, help our elite athletes. And really, like, good sleep. We talk a lot about sleep and about nutrition, what's going into their bodies, how that's really significant for them. And there have been a lot of distractions this year just with everything else going on. But I think our students, the majority of them, have been able to focus in on how do I stay healthy? What am I doing to make sure that I'm improving each week? You know, am I having good practices? Am I trying my best every practice? Even if it's a really easy day, I'm not screwing around during a run. All those kind of things I think are really important for athletes to know and understand too, and they've been doing a really good job with it.
And I think that one thing that's really underrated is nutrition when it comes to sports and staying healthy and getting in better shape. I really feel nutrition's kind of underrated.
We were really lucky this year, obviously, with COVID measures, we're not allowed to really bring speakers in, but last year we brought in a Bellin nutritionist. And he was fantastic. Lee is his name. I can't remember his last name, but he was fantastic. And he really walked the kids through, this is what this does to your body. This is how this impacts your racing and your performances. And he gave them some really good ideas about really healthy snacks and when is the proper time to eat, you know, the right kind of materials, what's good for fueling, what's good for recovery. So we were really lucky last year to have that, and then we just kind of tried to build upon some of that this year.
Okay. Yeah, I like that. And then, so your team had a great showing on Friday. How do you kind of build or improve for a conference? Like, is there a certain amount of seconds that kids aim to cut down each week, or is there a certain time they aim to get under every week, or how does that kind of work as like goals?
Yeah, that's a good question. It's been really interesting because we've been seeing a lot of the same kids just with competing with conference this year instead of the larger invites that we are used to doing.
Yeah.
So for us, we've been trying to tell the kids, you know, trying to break up certain groups of kids, certain runners, or sticking with them or making sure that you're passing this kid. Times are a little bit iffy, I don't want to say, but because even, for instance, like our last two meets were both home meets, but they were at very different locations. And so our first meet on the first at home was a really flat course, really fast, versus last night at Northbrook, where it is long, gradual hills, mostly uphill, it always feels like. But so their times are so different, so it's really hard to gauge time unless it's like straight on competition. So we try to focus more on the athletes and looking to see where the kids are matching up and to see, okay, well, do you think, how can we make this improvement to here? And we try to look at their splits, their mile and 2 mile splits as well during races to see if that can help them out.
Okay, I like that. Yeah, like you said, not every course is built the same. So I guess time, I mean, it matters, but when it comes to results, but I guess when you look to improve, it may not, depending where you are week to week.
Well, and it'll be interesting too, because subsectionals, which we're hosting on, I believe, October 20th, if all plays right, the eight teams are coming to Northbrook, but they're running in two separate groups. So the first group runs at like 2:15, the first group of four schools. And then the second group of four schools runs a couple hours later. So these kids won't even really know necessarily what they're competing against, if that makes sense. So the first group has some really good teams in it, some really fast kids. And it might be a little bit difficult for the second group to know, well, how fast do I have to hit if there isn't the same kind of competition? Because as I said, we're used to basing our races off of individuals and looking to kind of match up that way. So it'll be really interesting to see how this all works out with subsectionals, especially when the kids are not all racing at one time. So
Yeah, that's very interesting. It's kind of like running in like heats, how they have in running or swimming, how you may win your heat, but in another heat, you could have took sixth place. You really don't know until you see your time.
Exactly. That's exactly what it will be like. So, but I'm pretty confident. I think our kids are going to run well. They typically tend to pull it out at Northbrook, and they kind of embrace the course a little bit just because it is a tough course. So I think they'll do well.
Well, it sounds good. That's all I have for you, and I wish you luck when it comes to conference.
Awesome. Thank you so much. Thanks for talking with me.
Oh, I appreciate it. Thank you.